Welcome to the Economy Watch podcast by Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. I'm your host, Dee Stribling, with a few words about the economy for the week ending Friday, July 15th, 2011. The 800-pound gorilla in the room this week, of course, is the debt ceiling. Or to be more exact, the prospect of default by the United States of America in August if the debt ceiling isn't raised. Default is a gorilla that would beat up the economy without much remorse, and there's less than 3 weeks before it gets loose. The President and leaders in Congress spent much of the week trying to agree on raising the debt ceiling, but no dice. Their meetings were reportedly testy, but at least no fistfights broke out, yet. Early in the week, there was talk of a grand bargain, then talk of a smaller bargain. Then the President told Congress to eat its peas. Senate leaders, traditionally not as hot-headed as House leaders, suggested a mechanism out of Rube Goldberg by which Congress would raise the debt ceiling, but not actually vote to raise it. In fact, the idea was to let Congress vote against raising the debt ceiling so that the debt ceiling could be raised, and for them to do it three times over the next year. Meanwhile, outside of government, business leaders in the form of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and a number of other business-type organizations seem to have noticed that the debt ceiling might not be raised and that that might be bad for business. So they sent a strongly worded letter to Congress asking them to deal with a gorilla. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke said much the same thing, even using words that central bankers almost never use, like chaos. Moody's and Standard & Poor's are threatening to downgrade U.S. debt. And even China has commented on the situation. And with $1 trillion or so in U.S. debt on its books, that nation might be right to be concerned. So, what now? The wild card, as ever, is the House of Representatives, especially those freshman members whose mascot is a hot, refreshing beverage. Opinion about that crew tends to be ideological. They're either taking a principled stand against debt and higher taxes, or they are the inmates who have taken over the asylum. Was there any other economic news this week? Sure there was. Retail sales were up a little, mainly because Japanese cars are now more available. Wholesale prices were down, mainly because the price of gas is down. And Ben Bernanke said that maybe, or maybe not, the Federal Reserve would step in again to help stimulate the economy. Just don't call it QE3. Next week, housing starts, existing home sales, and consumer sentiment. And more on that large gorilla, because how likely is it that Congress will solve the problem between now and next Friday? This is Dee Stribling with Commercial Property Executive and Multi-Housing News. Thanks for listening, and be sure to read my Economy Watch column every day at those fine websites.